Welcome in, everyone, to another deep dive in our true crime series here at Next Chapter News.
Glad to be back with you.
Yeah, so this time we're taking a look at a case that's been cold for over 16 years.
16 years, yeah. It's the Danny Snow case out of Wilson, North Carolina.
A case that really, it kind of highlights how a crime like this can just, leave such a lasting impact.
Absolutely. I mean, when you think about it, right, a quiet residential street like Narrowway Street East in Wilson.
You don't exactly think of it as a hotbed for, unsolved murders.
No, not at all. It just it really makes you wonder what went on there back in May of 2008.
May 22nd, 2008. That's the date that sticks out, isn't it?
That's the day Danny Snow was found dead in his home. And it's the day that kind of froze in time for a lot of folks in Wilson, I'd imagine.
I'd imagine so. And you know what's really strange about this case, just right off the bat, is just how little information is actually out there.
It's true. You know, usually with these cases, you at least get some kind of a picture of the victim, their life, their connections in the community.
Right. Their family, maybe their job, like something that kind of gives you a sense of who they were.
Exactly. But with Danny Snow, it's almost like trying to piece together a puzzle with half the pieces missing.
And I got to say, it just makes the whole thing even more unsettling, right? Like, not only was this man murdered, but his life almost seems to have been erased along with it.
It's a sad thought for sure. And it kind of makes you wonder what could have led to such a brutal crime in a place like Wilson.
Well, and like you said earlier, right, it wasn't exactly known for its high crime rate.
No. I mean, I looked at the FBI data for 2008, and there were only 3 homicides reported in the entire city that year.
3 homicides in a city of close to 50,000 people.
Yeah, so for a case like Danny's to go unsolved all these years, it really speaks to the complexity of it.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things that really strikes me right away is that we don't even know how he died.
That's right. The official reports just say fatal assault, but they don't specify what kind of assault.
Was it a stabbing, Eddieman, shooting, blunt force trauma?
It's a huge question, isn't it? And it makes you think, why wouldn't they release that information?
Right. You'd think that kind of detail would be crucial to the investigation.
You would think so. And it just adds another layer to the mystery.
And it's not just the cause of death that's missing.
No, it's like almost every detail surrounding the crime scene is shrouded in secrecy.
We don't know if there were signs of a struggle, if there was forced entry.
If Danny was alone in the house.
If a weapon was found.
I mean, all these things would typically be part of the public narrative, right?
It's almost like they're intentionally withholding information.
It's possible, but it also could just be a reflection of how the case was handled back then.
You mean like maybe they just didn't release as much information to the public as they do now?
Could be, but it definitely makes our job harder trying to piece this thing together.
Well, and it makes you wonder if maybe there's a reason they're being so tight-lipped.
Oh, for sure. It's like they're trying to protect something or someone.
But who and why?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
It is, and I think it all comes back to Danny Snow himself.
Right, the man at the center of all this.
Who was he? What was his life like?
And why has so much of his story been erased?
Yeah, and I think that's one of the most disturbing aspects of this whole thing.
Absolutely, it's like he just vanished, and all that's left is this void.
A void filled with unanswered questions.
And a whole lot of speculation.
Well, let's speculate then, shall we?
I think it's time.
All right, so given what little we know, what are some of the theories you've come across about Danny Snow's death?
Well, the first thing that jumps out at me is the lack of forced entry.
Right.
That could suggest that Danny knew his attacker.
Makes sense. It's less likely a stranger would be able to just walk into his house.
Exactly. So we're potentially looking at someone he trusted, someone he let in willingly.
And that opens up a whole can of worms, doesn't it?
Oh, absolutely. Because then you have to consider motives.
Was it a personal dispute? A crime of passion? A betrayal.
All possibilities. Mm-hmm. And without more information, it's hard to say which one's more likely.
Right. But let's not rule out the possibility of a random act completely.
Of course not. I mean, statistically speaking, stranger homicides do happen.
And Wilson's proximity to I-95 does raise the possibility of a transient crime.
Right. Someone just passing through saw an opportunity and took it.
It's a chilling thought, but we can't ignore it.
We can't. And, you know, another theory that's been floated around is that maybe Danny was involved in something he shouldn't have been.
Like some kind of criminal activity.
It's possible maybe he owed someone money or got mixed up with the wrong crowd.
But there's no evidence of that, right?
Not that we've been able to find, at least.
So it's all just speculation at this point.
It is, but sometimes speculation is all we have to go on in these cases.
True enough. And I think it's important to remember that while we're here talking about theories and possibilities, there are real people who were affected by this crime.
Absolutely. Danny Snow's family and friends are still out there somewhere.
And they've been living with this loss for over 16 years.
And with no answers, no closure.
It's heartbreaking, and it makes you wonder about the impact on the wider community as well.
Right? Did anyone see anything that night? Did anyone suspect anything?
Was there any kind of public outcry or memorial for Danny?
It seems like the whole thing has been shrouded in silence.
And that silence speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It does, because it suggests that maybe there's more to this story than meets the eye.
Like maybe people are afraid to talk, or maybe they just don't know what they know.
Or maybe they've just forgotten.
It's possible. But it's also possible that someone out there has a piece of the puzzle that could crack this case wide open.
Maybe a tiny detail that seems insignificant on its own.
But when put together with everything else, could finally bring justice for Danny Snow.
It's a long shot, but it's not impossible.
And that's why we do what we do right.
To keep these cases alive, to keep the hope for answers burning.
And to remind everyone that even in the face of silence, the truth can still be found.
So if you're listening to this and you have any information about the death of Danny Snow, please don't hesitate to contact the Wilson Police Department.
Their number is 252-399-2323.
That's 252-399-2323.
Even the smallest detail could make a difference.
It could be the key to solving this mystery.
And for any updates on this case or other true crime stories, head over to our website, nextchapternews.com.
We'll keep you posted.
Thanks for joining us, everyone.
Until next time.
Stay safe out there.
And keep your eyes open.
You never know what you might see.
That could help bring justice to those who deserve it.
Good night, everyone.